have been me. Suspicious person, Cedar Road. This is walking distance from my boyhood home. Mm-hmm. It's 7:20 a.m., November 14th. Days ago, a girl 13 waiting in a bus stop at 13760 Cedar Road saw a dark blue or green, or dark green small four-door sedan pull up. The driver, wearing a white tank top and black rag tied around his head, stopped and called to the girl. As this happened, the girl's friend and neighbor, also 13, walked up to the bus stop. The man got out of his car and danced around, causing both girls to run back home. The girls, a short time later, boarded their school bus and reported the incident to the bus driver, who notified police. Patrol officers checked the area but could not find the man. The detective... That sounds creepy. I probably not a good case for the crime blotter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds a bit creepy.
When they say white tank top, do you think they just meant a wife beater?
I think so. That would be the proper...
And a black bandana.
Yeah. So, I think it was Rico Suave. This Rico Suave guy, it sounds like.
Rico.
That's what it's... That's who I think it was. Moving on. Police search for eight people barking outside a home. See, now we're getting back to some good, clean barking. Fun. Russell Township police blotter. Okay, I'm listening. Russell Township is a nice little hamlet near Chagrin Falls. Hey, let's go for a drive, see what's going on in Russell Township. Okay. Mutual aid, Kinsman Road. Officers were dispatched at 9:04 p.m. November 7th to an address where eight suspects were hiding, making barking noises, and harassing the complainant. Geauga County deputies were tied up on another call, probably another barking case, and requested that Russell police respond. Officers checked the area, but were unable to locate the barking suspects.
I gotta say, that's a crew that I would roll with. Like, that, if that's a trouble you're getting up to, you're just barking at people, I think that's good. That's good, clean fun.
It's pretty good. Yeah, you gotta give her that.
I think I might have mentioned this on the show before. My brother first got his driver's license. We used to just drive around.
Randy?
My brother?
Yeah.
My brother Randy? Yeah. He got his license and we would just drive around and I would stick my head out the window and just like scream at people as we passed by just to scare them.
Yeah, we used to do stuff like that. I remember like... We used to drive around with the windows rolled down, and I would, like, lie down in the back of the car and just yell, like, ridiculous things to embarrass my friends who were driving, so people would see them. And then one day, I was out with my friends, this is, like, in high school, and my dad was walking down the street, and they were, like, I was, like, screaming, and my dad, like, turned his head. And they're like, your dad looked over. Like, and my dad, I don't think he knew it was me. I didn't realize he was out there. But they were just like, now you're dragging your dad into your stupidity around town.
Do you remember what you would scream?
Just like, you know, help, these guys are kidnapping me. You know, stuff that was harmless to do.
So like in college, I think when we would do that.
At a different time.
We would drive past people and one of us would go like, mommy.
See, in a simpler time, this was really, really funny in a simpler time.
We also used to just, like, when we drive past other students and we would just say something like, totally, just like, get a job.
You would drive. I used to drive around and I remember driving around Madison, Wisconsin. And to be clear, I was, like, well into my 20s at this point in my life. And there would be college kids walking down the street. And if there would be any two of them, I would just yell, get a room! or like, could I borrow your notes? Or, are you in my class?
Yeah, street harassment. It's fun.
Yeah, just these were things, you know, it was a simpler time, and you had to, just before the internet, really. And so you had to find your fun where you could. So, Anyway.
But yeah, barking, man.
Yeah, bringing it home, barking. That's next level.
Did you ever play Ding Dong Ditch?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's always fun.
Yeah. But that was, like, considered kind of, like, a mean thing to do. Like, it would just enrage people if you did that. Like, if you found out that someone had doorbell ditched your house, you'd be like, you're not my friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's considered very,
very disrespectful. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, doorbell ditched my house. How dare you? That's like slapping someone in the face with a glove.
Uh-huh.
Rhode Island man passes out in Brook Park backyard. I'm listening. Brook Park police blotter. Brook Park, my friend Pat has a sausage company in Brook Park.
Mm.
To give you a sense of what goes on there. Disorderly conduct, Smith Road, an intoxicated Rhode Island man, 33, was arrested at about 5 a.m. on October 31st after he passed out in the backyard of a Smith home. The homeowner called police and said the man, whom he didn't know, was knocking on his back door. The man stumbled to the man's backyard for a lie down, and that's where police found him. Police woke the man, who smelled like alcohol, never saw it coming, and asked what he was doing there. He said he was waiting for someone. Police tried standing the man up, but he nearly fell several times, so they leaned him against a shed. Paramedics arrived and escorted the man to an ambulance. The man then opened up, saying he was on a business trip and staying at a nearby hotel.
Wow.
He said he had been drinking at a bar with a coworker, but remembered nothing after that.
Ooh.
The cops are coming. These are not sound effects we're adding. These are actual cops outside my apartment.
That's got to be pretty embarrassing if you're traveling on business and you wind up in someone's...
Well, if I can play a little detective, I know the area.
Uh-huh.
And I will say the area that he was hanging out in, drinking in, staying in, whatever, is very near the airport. What's also near the airport? A lot of very shady strip clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had to put two and two together, I would say this guy was probably hanging out at Pinky's Saloon. Let's do a bit of Googling. Cleveland. Great. See if it's still there. I don't know if it's still there. That was like... Oh, it's closed. Yep, they're not around. But Pinky's Saloon was a... When did they close? They closed. A good friend of mine came here for his... Pinky's Saloon. I've never been. I don't think I've ever been. Let me be clear. A good friend of mine... A review written in 2011, just to give you a sense... A good friend of mine came here for his 18th birthday back around 95. There was a quote-unquote feature dancer there. If you do not know what this means, you should research it.
What does that mean?
It means like a porn star's in town. Like,
why couldn't he just say that?
It means like the star dancer of the evening. He had a dance from this girl. Somehow she bounced around and sat on his face. When she got up, his nose was leaking blood. Nobody knew where the blood came from. It was a mystery. Sure enough, it was from his nose. I don't think it's any big mystery. I figured that one out before. She bounced around and broke his nose. He actually had surgery on it 12 years later to repair the damage. The quote-unquote bookstore attached was also awesome. So I like that. This is a 5-star review where his friend's nose was broken. There was a large Rottweiler that was behind the counter that would bark while you browsed. Cleveland suffered a huge loss when this building turned into an enterprise rental car agency.
I mean, that's indisputable.
If those walls could talk, they probably wouldn't say a thing. Without naming names, I do have a friend who, I believe had intercourse with one of the dancers.
Wow.
At Pinky's. I don't know how we end up talking about these. These are sociological studies. We're not applauding this behavior, this behavior.
No.
Just getting distracted, digressing. 2-star review of Pinkies from 2010. So I only found this because I was looking for something else. But it reminded me of one time I was there with my best friend, and the story is too good not to share. We'll see. Oh, and it was a nasty strip club, by the way. I mean grimy, not one of those high-end, quote-unquote, I'm stripping my way through law school places. This was the, quote-unquote, I'm stripping my way through parole type of place.
Oh, man.
By the airport, go figure, backs up my claim. Well, this one, quote-unquote, dancer takes my dude's Jim Tomey number 25 Indians hat and puts it somewhere even he hadn't been at that tender age. Okay. We were sort of disgusted after that. Fast forward a year or two later when I met his fiancée, lo and behold, she's wearing the hat. I could hardly contain the giggles. He claims it was thoroughly laundered, but I don't know.
Oh my god.
And he never told her what that hat had seen. The number 25 and images of Jim Tomey still make me laugh. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this little stroll down. What's wrong with me? I'm sorry.
Pinkies.
All because some guy passed out in someone's backyard. I'm reading reviews of a strip club.
I think that's cool. I love reading reviews on like Yelp and stuff because the only people that leave them are complete maniacs.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's like a really good review, you're still a maniac.
You're still a maniac. Anyway, you slice it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if there's any other cases that need attention here. I like this. Driver's foot slips off brake, car hits tree. This is from the Fairview Park Police Blotter. Spent a lot of time at Fairview Park in my youth. On November 6th, a woman at Panda Express, that is, it's like a Chinese food buffet, I believe, reported that she was backing up her car and her foot slipped off the brake onto the accelerator and she hit a tree, causing the car to roll over. Whoa. The 38-year-old Westlake resident was cited. I hope she was all right. I shouldn't. I feel like I didn't vet many of these stories very well today. They all kind of are arguably too serious.
Yeah.
Too dark for the crime blotter. But, you know, boy, oh boy. Don't want
to
make sure.
Should we try to call someone?
Let's call someone.
Yeah.
Who do we want to call?
Should we call Andy?
Yeah.
Oh, it's actually a ring.
Happening.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Hello, we are not available. Please give us a call back at your leisure.
Ing Dave, it's Dave calling. We're calling from the Skype number. I was hoping to catch you. We'll try you again another time. Hope you're having a good day. Hi, Ingmar.
Hey, whoa, whoa.
Oh, there he is. It all paid off.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Could be better.
Well, you know, we could all be better.
Yeah, I'm having teeth yanked left and right.
Why? Just to break up the day a little bit?
Just a little, yeah. Bored.
Wow. I'm sorry. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, the dick is going to make me a bridge, a permanent bridge to stick in my mouth.
Well, that's better than the bridge making you a permanent dick to stick in your mouth. Am I right or am I right?
You're right.
I'm sorry. I'm a little saucy today. How are you doing otherwise?
Psoriasis isn't that great.
No, I guess not. Are you coming to Witch Taint?
I wish I could.
What if we get you a car there and back? I think
when is this anyway? Friday?
Friday, the day this airs, yes.
Lucky guess.
You're in.
I'm trying to get my medical marijuana card, but these places won't accept me because I don't have the cartel insurance.
What's the cartel insurance?
Yeah, what is the cartel insurance?
Any health insurance place.
Wait, you need insurance to get medical marijuana?
According to the places I called, yeah.
Wow.
Man, oh man. What kind of world is
this? My doctor already approved me.
He approved you?
Yeah, he doesn't prescribe it, though. But these places that prescribe want me to have medical insurance.
Wait, why do you want... why do you want medical marijuana?
I don't have a dealer anymore.
No. You don't have a dealer anymore? Why?
He'd rather not come here. It's long distance.
Oh. Let's...
you're not into this kind of crap.
I'm thinking of getting on pot.
You'd rather not. You could live without it.
No, I don't. I'm not into it.
I know. You lived without it so long, there's no reason to start.
Yeah. I got enough problems. I don't need to become a doper. Right, Lucy?
I need it for pain, not just to be giddy.
No, I know. I know what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down. I know. Oh, boy. This episode has really gotten depraved. Talking about pot and strip clubs.
Am I more inarticulate since I've got two teeth out since I last spoke to you?
No. You sound like one of the great orators.
Yes, I sound like a full set of teeth in my mouth.
Yep. I just did a big blog post on it. Ingdave, I think we need to go because we're at the limit here. We've taken it to the limit, and there's no turning back.
I know what you mean.
No,
5 minutes is enough.
We're at our time limit.
Yeah,
we can't go over. We get arrested, basically. All right, Ingdave, can we check in with you next week?
Anytime you like.
All right.
Anytime. Okay.
Except when mommy's in bed. Remember the last time you did that?
Ing mom. Oh, yeah. I don't want any trouble. I don't want any trouble.
What time does she go to bed?
Between 9:30 and 10.
Okay. I don't think we'll ever record that late, but you never know.
So, Dave, what have you been up to before you go over the limit?
I've been on tour. I just got back from Scotland, Germany, and England, and Canada the last 6 weeks. Nice. So there. Yeah.
I mean, go to Germany for Oktoberfest?
No, I would like to. I've been trying to make that happen, but I've never done it.
What about New Orleans for Mardi Gras?
I've actually never done that. I was there shortly after. I think I'm okay missing that, though, if I'm honest.
Yes, for sure.
I'm not into, like, debauchery too much.
Yeah, you can always go to Acapulco during spring break.
Acapulco. But I'm going to Norway in March. If you're ready.
At least it's not in December or January or February.
No, it'll be plenty cold.
Plenty cold.
Dark there. But anyway, I'll have a good time. It'll be a hot time. All right, we should go.
You should go.
Ride this off.
When you go to Norway, don't forget to take video of the gorgeous people.
Oh, I will. They are gorgeous. There can be no...
I'm only interested in the girls, though.
Well... Jerry's out. All right, Ingdave, Until next time.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye, Dave.
See
you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. He's gone southern. All right, let's drive this home.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Please rate and review. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get incredible podcasts. And please support us on Patreon, patreon.com/Dave Hill. We're really going to step it up in 2020.
The t-shirts make great Christmas gifts.
Oh my gosh, don't even get me started.
There's Dangerous Snakes t-shirts, yes. There's Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident t-shirts.
All glorious. And don't miss our other podcasts, So You're Canadian and History Fluffer. And also, if you haven't bought my new book, Parking the Moose, yet, I'm enraged. Also, if you're in New York City tonight, please come see Witch Taint at Mercury Lounge with the Chris Lee Band. Chris Lee goes on at 10:30. We're on at 11:30. It's going to be the greatest thing that's ever happened. Lucy's already asleep. I don't know how I feel about that.
You guys are on at 11:30. That's a late.
Yeah, we're really rocking.
Maybe I can make it.
Do it. Do it, bro.
We'll see.
All right.
All right.
Until next time.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Been listening to Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident. For more information, go to foobarradio.com.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville on FUBAR Radio.
for this God flow. Yeah, thank God I'm in control. Yeah, young lion up in Denmark. Yeah, no way I'm in Oslo. Yeah, can't believe that we're traveling. We was refugees, let the talent in. Yeah, all my G's never had a thing. My nigga, all I want is M's, it's embarrassing. And I shall feel shallow. I'm only human, got the Cuban, now I'm Castro. A presidential residential when I'm back home. Cause I was thinking about the future on the back roads. Now it's mad shows every time I do a set. I remember trying to con the connect. Sometimes I put my jewels on and reflect. I'm next up, I don't know what happens next. Can't come in no weak stuff. Grown out of all that grew up on the street stuff. Life is a bitch, mine turned into a diva. Why you think 5 feet for a feature? Mama knows the bars, but she hates when I swear. I ain't going nowhere, even though I've gone clear. I'm a family man, man, the family love it when I'm there. More time, I'm abroad, that's more time to broaden my horizon, of course. Django, pull up like I'm riding a horse. Damn, bro, a nigga's really driving a Porsche. Came up, suicide with the doors. Living like a legend, I would die for the cause. Heart on my sleeve and my mind in my drawers. I'ma meet my maker and designer, Dior. Fresh to death, too blessed to ever stress success. I'm obsessed with you and all the rest. Got the tech protecting the protect, and it's bulletproof. Life for my nigga, he's in a vest. I ain't gotta win the lottery, I want the luck. I'm already ready for the twist and the plot. They'll try and top you when they see you at the top. Can't come in no weak stuff. Grown out of all that grew up on the street stuff. Life is a bitch, mine turned into a diva. Why you think 5 feet for a feature?
That's Higher Power by Avelino.
Avelino's sick.
He's one of the best lyricists in the country.
For real.
Like, since he was introduced via Wretch 3-2 on Young Fire, Old Flame.
Do you know what? Like that says it all, innit? Wretch is literally one of the baddest guys with the bars and the lyrics and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So for him to introduce...
Absolutely. Give the sort of first major cosign.
That's it.
He's definitely one of the most gifted lyricists in the country. I was on Twitter yesterday and today I want the theme of the show to be controversial music opinions, because I said that Vampire Weekend, I prefer them to Paul Simon, and I got a little bit of backlash for it, just a little bit, but I stick by my guns. I don't know what you guys think. I don't know. Natalie, have you got anything to say on something like that?
Oh, about that particularly or anything?
About that particularly first.
Okay, I think I don't disagree with that. I don't listen to a lot of Simon and Garfunkel or Paul Simon.
Right.
I listen to more Vampire Weekend.
Yep.
What I want to bring in is I will say that I think that... Anybody that's done a cover version of a Bob Dylan song will be better than the Bob Dylan version.
Right, yeah,
that's
true.
What I think.
That's true.
Because
that's true.
I think he's great at songwriting, but there's something like, for instance, All Along the Watchtower is Jimi Hendrix's song, which actually Bob Dylan has said he considers it.
Yeah, he can't do it anymore.
But I think that people cover it are better than Bob.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Marcel? Yeah.
The only thing that I feel very, very strongly about is that I don't think Kanye West is a genius anymore.
Right. Did you ever?
I thought he made amazing music, and then I listened to his last album, and it just basically like summed up everything that I thought about Kanye West. It was just very, meh.
Okay, yeah. I personally haven't been a big Kanye fan since. Ooh, I liked my Dark Twisted Fantasy.
That's the last good album he released, I think. Personally.
Yeah, that's the last album I like. I think the last album I could play all the way through was Graduation. There was a couple of songs that maybe stronger I'd start to skip because it just got so
big. It was
big.
Rinsed, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And I also think that he sampled it too soon after Daft Punk released it.
Yeah.
I don't think he left it long enough. It was still fucking
That's
warm.
True.
Do you
That's
know what
true.
I mean?
What were your thoughts on Yeezus then? Did you like that album?
No. Wasn't a big fan of Yeezus.
No.
Like I used to really be a fan of the way he sampled things and the way and the way he'd manipulate things.
Same.
But on that, I was just like,
Yeah, same. I think I fell out of love with Kanye a while before the whole MAGA shit.
Yeah, me too.
To be honest, I could see there was obviously signs that he was quite narcissistic, arrogant from the first album. You know, sort of making a close to 10-minute song about the fact that you know he had, you know, all of his woes within the music industry.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I thought to myself, he's showing signs even then. And I think they manifested.
Yeah, I think the first album, he was definitely showing signs. But I think because the first album was so good, you was kind of like, he deserves to have that kind of like thing.
Yeah.
Because he's created that.
Yeah.
But as time went on, I was just kind of like, he grates on me a little
bit. Yeah,
same,
absolutely.
Well, some people that won't grate on you this afternoon
are our guests. We've got four of them today.
We've got an amazing lineup.
Massive lineup. We've got we've got Kat Burns, who's a singer-songwriter from South London. She's getting a lot of publicity and there's a lot of hype surrounding the name at the moment. We've got Icy Bergs. We've got The Last Skeptic, who's a long-time friend of FUBAR and this show. And of course, we've got Julian Mika. Who's going to sort of come in and talk to us about his new music. All of them are going to come in and talk
Love
to
that.
Us about their new music. And The Last Skeptic's going to perform live, I hear.
Yes, he's performing
wicked.
Live. He's also performing a game.
He's performing a game,
but he would take part in a game, as will Kat.
Wicked. So we got two games
two
today.
Games.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
Love that.
And that's going to be the M&M show today, Michael, Natalie, and Marcel. We should catch up, though. We should find out.
That was really good. That was like this morning when they do the menu at the top of the hour. You know, when they start the show.
We should actually do that.
That was really good. Let's have a catch up, though. Well, actually, you had to leave straight away after the show last week because you were going off to
shoot a video.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's not the most exciting thing that's happened. I feel like I get done dirty with the catch-ups.
Listen.
They say the most boring things.
How's that boring?
I got one about me taking a picture wearing socks.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. They've been doing you
I've
dirty.
I've definitely
recently.
Been doing some
yeah.
bits. Like I met
Gianfranco Zola for fuck's sake.
Okay. I see the picture. Right. Like legendary things there. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, it's not on this bit of paper.
Of course, it's not on this bit of paper.
I don't think it happened.
I've seen the video proof. Don't worry.
Thank you very much.
I have seen it too, and I forgot. He's the footballer, right?
He is an ex-Chelsea footballer. I think the saying goes: hate Chelsea, love Zola.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was he like?
Great. He did classic football shirts. They are it kind of does what it says on the tin. They specialize in selling classic football shirts, and they open pop-ups around the country, and they've recently opened one in Soho, so they invited me down to check out the new store, and they had David Vujanic talking to Gianfranco Zola.
Oh,
and he was just talking to him he just talked to us about playing football, how he stayed fit sort of well into his late 30s, and what he thought about the appointment of Jose Mourinho at Tottenham and stuff like that. He was just a really lovely guy.
Sick.
Got a little picture with him after.
Yeah.
Sick.
That's good.
Yeah, that's much better than...
Shooting a video is exciting.
Shooting a video is...
It's boring, let's be honest.
Well, Marcel, you went to a premiere for Blue Story.
Yeah, I did go to the premiere for Blue Story.
That's another thing that's a hot topic
It's the film, I came out of the film thinking that was one of the best British films, like not even just black British, one of the best British films I've ever seen.
Mm.
Because, the structure to the story, the acting was on point, the direction was on point, he directed it all himself, is sick. Like, Ratman done a really, really good job with that. So, for all of the kind of negative stuff that's coming out about them like taking
the
out
violence
the view,
in Birmingham and all
that. They're taking out the View cinema, the Showcase cinemas. It's a bit crazy because you got to think of it like this: like that film, like the actual violence and all that stuff that happened in Birmingham actually happened during the Frozen. It was Frozen. Yeah.
Apparently,
I mean?
None of the kids that were involved in this violence were old enough to even get into Blue Story.
They couldn't go and see the film. Mm. Like, the violence happened during a total other film. Mm. Yeah. So then you got to think of it like that. They're banning it from all of these from all of these cinemas because of the gang violence and all that kind of stuff. But you got to remember. When The Dark Knight came out, it wasn't even The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight Rises came out. Mm. Someone went in and shot up a whole cinema.
Of course.
And that film went on to make $1 billion. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's very much like, it's just annoying because I know how good the film is. And for it to be shown in a negative light because of something that's happened as like totally aside from it, it's a bit mad.
Yeah. Super mad. The world is mad right now, to be honest. I feel like with the election coming up and all that, everything's just kind of peaking. I feel like whenever I go on social media, things are just, all the negative shit is just amplified, man. I'm just sifting through trying to find some humour and
shit. You know
what it is?
It's like that EastEnders kind of phobia of like, it's basically like, you know, in EastEnders, you know, when it comes to Christmas and New Year's, they're gonna be the most epic episodes because that's when all of the biggest dramas are happening.
Some shit's about to go down.
That's what's going on right now.
It's true.
Well, something that wasn't negative was after the show last week, myself, Irene, and Will went down to the Gangsta album.
Oh, nice.
Launch
I'm
party.
So vexed I couldn't be there, man. I think that's why I was triggered about the video shoot. Yeah. That's why I was so vexed about you mentioning that, because I knew that that was the thing that stopped me, prevented me from going to see DJ Premier at the Gangsta.
DJ Premier was DJing there. I spoke to Yizzy.
Yeah.
Yep, he was down there and a couple of other people, and it was amazing to see him close up DJing.
That's sick.
Sweet Chick was great, and I want to shout out to one of the managers there called Aiden, who was amazing that night and such a nice guy, and it's a really good location.
Did he give you free food, Nat?
Well, it was free food, yeah. So sorry, I don't make it worse for you, but it was free food as well.
Well, so, when you say free food, what? Anything on the menu?
It was actually stuff that's off menu. Nice things that we don't normally do. This isn't actually on the menu.
Like Pringles.
It's a little special. Yeah, it was a little bit of Pringles.
Olives.
No, there were some macaroni ball things that were delicious.
Okay.
Will had about 17 of those.
Nice.
So that was good. He kept giving us more food. And actually, I got, it's on the screen for you to see. You know about this, Michael, but it's nice for me to get my photo taken.
Great little photo bomb.
With me in Prem.
Head side.
Which Will said to me at the end was like, oh, yeah, it was a Sweet Chick. I was like, oh, that's nice. Well, at least I've technically got a photo with it, right?
Absolutely. They should
with
have tagged
legend.
You.
They should have tagged me.
I don't know why they didn't tag you.
They should have tagged me there.
That's
also, exciting news is there's been lineups announced for Mighty Hoopla.
Oh man, that's one of my favourite festivals.
We are huge fans of the festival. Yes. We've been the last couple of years. TLC, we've seen Chaka Khan, we've seen Bananarama.
All Saints.
I saw Years and Years there. I've seen
Sink the Pink,
Snap.
Saw Grace Jones back in Dancer.
No,
that was another festival.
Stand and Call It.
That was a Stand and Call It.
Actually, Grace Jones would be a great.
She would be a massive headliner.
I didn't know that the first festival they had wasn't in a park. It was at Butlins. And
wow.
En Vogue performed there. I would kill to see En Vogue live.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Wow.
But it's a really good day out. And who's been announced for it for next year?
For next year, 2020. I was going to say your brother Jimmy Somerville. That's
my
a name you
Jimmy.
Definitely can't pronounce wrong. You got to say you emphasize it's Jimmy Somerville.
Why have we never had Jimmy on the show?
Jimmy, he's a bit like, he don't really like to do radio too much nowadays.
I would love to have him on the show.
Mm.
So he's there.
A name that's been a bone of contention before this show.
Well, because we know, we found out we've been saying this name wrong.
Found out. How do you say that first name then, Marcel?
With A.
Anastasia.
Oh, gosh.
Anastasia.
That,
no, seriously, how do you pronounce
it? How
would you pronounce
it, really?
Anastasia.
You know the woman, oh, my love,
how do you
set
say that?
Me free.
Anastasia.
Anastasia.
Did you say, what did you say?
Anastasia.
Anastasia.
Yeah.
Okay, we've been saying Anastasia.
Yeah. No. And we've just found out today that was incorrect.
It's actually wrong.
It's very, very correct. It's very wrong.
But do you know what pisses me off? It's the fact that it's a CIA. But you don't ever hear Zha when it's a CIA.
Anastasia.
Has she definitely got the C in her name?
She definitely has.
Have you not seen the animation Anastasia?
No, what? She's got a cartoon.
No, it's a film about
Fantasia.
About a princess who loses her memory.
Yeah, yeah.
How does she spell it?
Anastasia. That's the name.
Anastasia.
With a C or an S?
Yeah. I think that's with an S, but it doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It's the same.
Because Asia is A-S-I-A.
Yes.
So I can understand if your name ends in A-S-I-A that we would pronounce it Anastasia. But if it's C-I-A, I'm sorry, but that should be Anastasia. Sha. Not Anastasia.
Ja. Anastasia.
Anastasia.
Sha. Sha. Like Alicia.
I don't know.
Well, Anastasia is there.
Natasha Bedingfield, which is like, I'm gassed to see her.
Right. Gabrielle, who I love.
Yeah. Gabrielle's a G.
Atomic Kitten.
Old, yes. Old school. And Atomic
Bear
Kitten.
Bangers.
Yeah.
Bear Bangers are coming that
first,
day.
First people. Obviously, Sing the Pink will be there again. That's just the first kind of wave of people that have been announced, but that's great.
Yeah.
And also, I thought about this. Well, both of you are fans. For All Points East, Tame Impala has been announced as their first headliner.
Yeah, that'll be my second time seeing Tame Impala in as many years. Didn't we see Tame Impala this year?
Last year.
Was it last year?
Citadel Festival.
Okay, second time in 3 years. It's not so bad.
We need to go there earlier that day because Caribou are also there, who's one of my all-time favourite. He's amazing, yes. Dan Snaith live. And maybe we'll get another video.
Maybe you'll get me
another video.
A sequel.
Did we tell you about this? Dan Snaith from Caribou, when we went to, I think it was Citadel.
It was Citadel, yeah. He was second headliner. Sigur Rós headlined.
Yes, it was on that day. I was trying to think of the day it was. Yeah, it was. Was it Sigur Rós?
Wait,
day?
Maybe. I think it was Sigur Rós. It definitely was.
Anyway, but I had gone to the toilet or the bar or something, and I came back and Michael had got a video of Dan Snaith from Caribou just saying, hi, Natalie.
He's so nice.
Such a cute video.
He just had his, you know, when you see people at a festival and they're about to leave, you expect to see an entourage and you expect someone to kind of usher them away and maybe kind of passive-aggressively tell you that they ain't got time.
Yeah.
This guy just had his hybrid bike with him. Mm-hmm. He was holding his bike. And I was like, before you cycle off from this festival that you're like second headliner
he's local.
On.
I'm sure he lives around
he
Hackney.
He is, yeah.
Right?
I think he's a Hackney man. He's one of the Hackney mandem. But he was just holding his bike and, he just took the time to give a little greeting video.
That's always nice.
Which was really nice. And also, I really like them. Never seen them live, so looking forward to see Glass Animals.
I saw Glass Animals at Shepherd's Bush Empire maybe about 3-4 years ago. Good. Shout out to my friend Jessie. She just randomly bought me a ticket for Christmas.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, decent. And they're really good. No, it must have been five, actually. It was about 5 years ago.
Okay.
They're good. They're really good. Really, really good. There's lots of danceability with their music.
Yeah.
Very upbeat. Love it.
Well, that's interesting because a few weeks ago you were like, I'm looking forward to festival season. We have not into next year yet. And now it's already a good start.
I hate the festive season.
Yeah.
So I think that all the news coming in about the festival season, it just kind of takes the edge off a bit for me. So I love hearing about announced acts for the coming summer.
Maybe that's our festive season, the summer. We'll just start going
festival. Summer is my festive season, yeah.
Let the festive season
begin. Festive
ball season. Mm. Well, let's go to a song and then let's get our first guest into the studio.
Let's do it.
Feelings
That's Brain Story with Sorry. And a nice little... Did you, that little gap there was...
It nearly caught me off guard.
Keeps you on your toes.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
No, I haven't finished yet. We're back.
Yeah. Brain Story, a.k.a. Mindfuck. Love it.
I don't think they are sorry about that.
I don't think so at all. I think it was ironic.
Yes.
I think it was super ironic. Someone who's got nothing to be sorry about is our first guest of the day. She goes by the name Kat Burns. Welcome.
Hello.
How are
What's
you doing?
What's that name?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Not too bad. You know, very well. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah. What have you been up to today?
It's bad because I actually haven't done anything.
Yeah. Nice lazy one.
Yeah.
Relaxing. That's self care, though, isn't it?
Sometimes you got to take a little time out to just chill.
Honestly.
You know what I mean? You're putting the graft in. Sometimes you need a day to just relax.
I think that's the first stage of self care.
Yeah.
Doing fuck all.
Just doing nothing.
Yeah, Precisely. Man. Damn. What does a normal day entail?
It depends, really. Either I have a session, or now I've joined a temp agency. I'm working at a stadium serving beer to drunk men, so that's fun.
Nice.
Love that for me.
Yeah. Apart from a European game, so if it's a what team is it?
Is it Arsenal, Tottenham?
Arsenal.
Okay. Oh, it is Arsenal.
Spot
okay,
me,
but there's no alcohol.
You can't take it out. You can drink it in the.
You can drink it inside the. Thing.
No, but aren't they not serving alcohol at all during European games, like Europa League and Champions League?
Maybe.
Or am I just making that up?
Maybe just to stay clear of the violence.
I'll find out on Thursday. We've got a Europa League game on Thursday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
Frank
that's
Roy,
it. Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Are you there
I'm
tomorrow?
I'm working there.
I'll see
tomorrow.
You there.
Oh God.
No,
watch out for this one. He's a lout. He's an absolute lout.
I'm sure you get like your fair share of dickheads coming up to be served, but I'm sure you get your fair share of nice people.
It's actually majority nice people, to be honest. There's a couple ones who are just drunk who are like, just go on, die, get a bit more beer.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh please, there's a line. But
are you envious of the people that get to work in like the hospitality and like the kind of the what are they called,
boxes?
The boxes.
Oh, do you know what? No, because it's a lot harder.
That's true. They're probably more entitled in the boxes,
isn't
it?
They have to do a lot more. Like,
yeah.
I just have to give you beer.
Yeah, that's a good point, and you've got to pay for it. Whereas in the boxes, it's like table service type stuff. It's like being in quite a posh restaurant.
Exactly.
So they might seem a little bit more entitled. I've been in a couple of boxes.
Yeah.
Never acted entitled, but have seen entitlement going in the room.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And just kind of... steered clear of it.
Yeah.
But you've got an EP coming.
Well, I'm just releasing singles really right now. But yeah, new music definitely.
Yes. And at the moment the current single is I Don't Blame You.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very kind of heartfelt one.
Yeah. I'm not actually that kind of person where I like to talk about my feelings to anyone that isn't my family.
Right, me neither.
Or close friends.
Me neither. I always kind of grew up, don't air out your dirty laundry.
Yeah, that was literally like me and my mum and my sister. My sister's still that way. Like, she doesn't say her business to anybody.
Yeah.
So I kind of grew up that way. So usually my friends like would not know if anything was wrong.
Right.
Unless you're like my close friend.
Of course.
And you can literally see the change in me. But other than that, nobody would know anything. So this song was kind of weird for me to like actually... write down all of my emotions and then to also release it.
Yeah. Was it therapeutic in a way?
Oh, 100%. Because I think obviously this song is about my relationship with my dad, and it wasn't great. And I think throughout my whole life, like my childhood especially, I just didn't really have the words or anything to express how I was actually feeling.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't till really this past year where I actually acknowledged everything and came to peace with everything and just forgave him, even if I knew I wasn't going to get a sorry. I just was like, do you know what? Let me just find it in my heart to just forgive and move on.
Yeah, for your own personal well-being 100%. Mainly, right? And what sort of brought you to the point where you felt you ought to express it musically? Was there another piece of music or you know, another piece of art that inspired you to do that? Or was it more just... life and the fact that circumstantially you are a singer-songwriter. So.
Yeah, I think it's the second one. Right. I think when I'm going through something, I can't write about it when I'm in it.
Mm-hmm.
because I can't articulate myself. Mm. But once I'm out of it and I look back in hindsight, I like being able to like write about that specific time of my life. So if it's like I was seeing a boy and then it ended a couple of months later, I can look back and be like, I can analyze it better rather than being in it.
Yeah.
So I think that's what that's what I did with this song.
Okay. Definitely. Okay. Well, we should get into the song, man. Would you do us the honor of introducing it for us?
Yes. My name is Kat Burns, and this is I Don't Blame You.
The source of all of my unhappiness, and I was way too young to understand why you left or why you chose to see me less. Oh, I was such a mess, could never rest. I promised myself I'd never feel that again. So I got some help, we worked on it for months, looked back on my past to find out why I was the way that I was. Then I grew up, stop feeling sorry for myself, and now my mind's at ease. I finally found peace. See, I don't blame you anymore. No, I don't blame you. There's no more tears sitting on the floor. There's no more issues. There's no more acting like my bad past come from you. Cause now my heart is healed. I think I can forgive you. Over the years, I've learned holding hate inside your heart just won't work. And oh, I wish I would have known that sooner. Hindsight works better when you're older. So I got some help, we worked on it for months, looked back on my past to find out why I was the way that I was. Then I grew up, stopped feeling sorry for myself, and now my mind's at ease. I finally found peace. See, I don't blame you anymore. No, I don't blame you. There's no more tears sitting on the floor. There's no more issues. There's no more acting like my bad past come from you. Cause now my heart is healed. I think I can forgive you.
See, I don't blame you anymore.
Yeah,
no, I don't
blame you.
There's no more tears sitting
on
the floor.
There's no more tears.
There's no more until
my bad past come from you. Cause now my heart is sealed. I think I can forgive you. See, I don't blame you anymore. No, I don't blame you. There's no more tears sitting on the floor. There's no more issues. There's no more acting like my bad past come from you. Cause now my heart is healed. I think I can forgive you. See, I don't blame you anymore. No, I don't blame you. There's no more tears sitting on the floor. There's no more issues. There's no more acting like my bad past come from you. Cause now my heart is healed. I think I can forgive you.
That was I Don't Blame You by Kat Burns, who joins us in the studio right now.
Not gonna lie, I found myself singing along to that one like I knew the lyrics.
Yes,
that's what I like to hear.
That's called an earworm, isn't it?
Yes.
One play, it gets in your head.
Yeah, like oh, what is my all-time earworm? Probably Barbie Girl by Aqua. For some reason, yeah, it's too...
It's inevitable with that song, though, isn't it?
Yeah, or the Beverly Hills Cop theme tune. Big tune. We were talking earlier on, and I stated that I wanted this to kind of to be the theme of the show. So I'm going to ask you, I'm going to ask every single guest, do you have any controversial music opinions? So to give you an example, I think, and I tweeted this yesterday, that Vampire Weekend are better than Paul Simon. Okay. And like I said, I got some minor backlash from it from some friends. Yeah. Shout out Clara Amfo, actually. She was the first person. She just tweeted back, Michael, full stop. You know when your mum just says your name and you meant, do you know what I mean? I was like, bro, what the fuck is that? But I stood by it and I genuinely think that Vampire Weekend are better than Paul Simon. Natalie thinks that any cover of a Bob Dylan song is better than the original, which I have to agree with. Mm-hmm. I definitely have to agree with. Marcel, what was yours again?
Kanye.
Mine was, I just don't think Kanye West is a genius anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have anything you want to get off your chest about music in general? No matter how sort of you know, new or seasoned the artist?
I'm actually quite unproblematic in terms of my opinion.
Fair.
with music. I actually liked the Kanye album, but then
the new one.
Yeah, but I love gospel music, so.
So do I. So do I. Well, you were raised, you know, in a sort of gospel household,
yeah,
weren't you? Yeah.
100%.
I think I don't trust people that don't like gospel music. But at the same time, I think personally it's weird because it's a paradox because I don't trust Kanye.
No, see, this though.
Yeah.
But I don't trust people that don't like gospel music. So I'm just filled with distrust.
This is my issue. This is my issue because every album before the last album, he was calling himself a god. I'm like Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm all that
I
stuff.
Am a god.
And then it's like, you know what I mean? And then 2 months later, it's like, boom, I need to get my fan base back. I'm going to release a gospel album. That's just how I kind of semi took it. Do you know what I mean? I've got no problem with gospel music.
I love gospel music.
I was raised in a church, innit? Mm. But at the same time, like, when someone's doing something, I feel like he's just doing it to be totally carny and just be like, I'm doing something crazy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I feel like it's a pro and a con, though. I think it's a pro because it's bringing gospel more to the forefront.
This is true.
You know, some of his songs have been playing, like, a lot of his songs have been playing on the radio.
That
from
can't
his album.
Be argued against.
And it's like, people who love gospel are hearing it in a, like, to the masses, which is amazing. The con is obviously, like, you don't know the true intentions. I've watched interviews and it seems like he's completely changed, but you don't know for sure.
That's it.
This is the thing with Kanye. He's a chameleon.
It's hard.
The MAGA hat thing, that there was him being like, yo, I'm gonna get people talking about me.
Yeah.
And this has got people talking about him again.
How is it ever meant to be the same again once you've done red hat? How can you think that you can drop a blue album and then think that do you know what I mean? I just think you're too far gone once you stick the red hat on.
I think, do you know what? For me, it was, well, okay, when he did put on the hat, I was like, but it was what he said afterwards.
The slavery's a choice stuff.
Yeah, when he started saying all of
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying.
And then when he went to TMZ and that guy just shut him down and just gave him points of why he's wrong.
Yeah.
He just was, he didn't have anything to say. And then it was like, well, why have you said all of that if you don't really have, you're not really ready to have the actual argument. You're just saying words.
Yeah.
And just seeing what people react to it. This is true.
If there had been no massive gap between, say, because you could hear Kanye's faith on a lot of early Kanye albums records. Exactly. Which he never wrote, by the way, but which, you know, I rate him for, again, bringing that to the masses because he was the darling of Def Jam at the time.
Yeah.
You know, so for him to have that single, even though it got taken away from Rhymefest, it's still a gospel-inspired song, you know?
Yeah.
But then a lot of the stuff that happened in between that, you just thought, all right, cool, you're an iconoclast. Like, you don't really respect religion. I'm not a religious person myself, even though I love gospel music. I'm not a religious person, but I love joy. And I think that's what gospel music brings people. Yeah. Joy and hope and stuff like that.
I think that's what people think gospel is. Like, if you listen to gospel, you're a Christian, you're religious. And I think the word religion and all of that has such negative connotations.
This
now.
Is true.
So even me and my mom would say she's a Christian, and so, like, my family would, and I would say so as well, but I would also just say that I have faith, and I feel like people take that as like, what, you believe in God, why do you believe in God, this is not real, blah, 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 and it's just like, yeah, but that's fine, like, if you personally don't believe in that, but I feel like, I think there's, people don't, like, have respect anymore, it's just very much like, oh, religion, and then they don't really take anything seriously anymore.
For real. Everyone's on that, what's his name, is it Richard Dawkins?
Mm-hmm.
The one that tries to kind of, prove that God doesn't exist, but there's
Ricky
no way
Gervais
you're ever gonna.
Well.
Yeah, Ricky Gervais is another one. Like, there's no way you're ever gonna do that.
Yeah.
This is the thing. There's that's no it. Way you're ever gonna prove the non-existence of God. That's my personal opinion. And like I said, I'm not even religious. Mm. I just think that there's no way you're gonna prove that he doesn't exist. But anyway, you don't really have very many controversial music opinions, which is absolutely fine. That's fine.
I don't. I guess. Yeah. No. I mean.